This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've had Antonio's call. Now we got PYT. It's officially Friday, and we're officially going to be benevolent today. Two tickets to any 2025 Chesapeake Bay Sox regular season game at Prince George's County Stadium. Prince George's Stadium, sorry. We'll give those away right now. Caller number what, Joseph?
Let's do number four.
Caller number four, 410-583-1057, is the number. Two tickets to any 2025 Chesapeake Bay Sox regular season game at Prince George's Stadium. Game's got to be there. Can't go on the road and tell them, give me my tickets. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Chicago White Sox are in town this weekend, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to, you know, no rains. I thought rain was
in the
forecast.
Today. It was supposed to pour this weekend.
It doesn't look like it. It's clearing up.
Tonight after 8, tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Tonight after 8?
Yeah.
I'm working tonight. It's not going to rain. Oh, it was funny.
They should have sent you back to the Dust Bowl. Maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Joe does not miss the opportunity to pounce, does he?
You said that I got COVID 1,000 times, and you did something else that
I didn't say 1,000 times. I said a gazillion.
Oh, sorry. Even more. And then you said something else last hour, too.
Yeah, I did. You were busy, so you didn't have a chance to pounce. White Sox in town, and I said this all week long, and you didn't think about it first. Orioles have one more win than the White Sox.
Yeah.
One more. I'm not looking forward to this series because there's an opportunity for, after this weekend, for the White Sox to have more wins than the Orioles, which would mean we have the fewest wins in the American League.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know what to think here. I just, you know, stop looking at wins and losses. I was just looking at the teams, how they're performing. Like, the O's have a slightly better team batting average. They've, you know, 60 points. The Sox are 221, and the O's are 237. So they got that. White Sox have very little power, 46 home runs. The O's have 60. However, their pitching is better.
Hasn't been bad.
Yeah, their team ERA is 4.11. Yeah. The O's is next to last in the AL at 5.49. Only the Athletics are worse. So 5.5 runs, that's a terrible ERA for a team. Terrible.
It is. And tonight on the mound, fortunately, not one that, you know, Burke. Burke is on the mound. What's Burke's first name? Sean Burke. Sean Burke's on the mound tonight. He of the 4.33 ERA, but Zach Eflin's on the mound. He of the 5.40 ERA. So even though you have a guy who doesn't have a great ERA, it's a full run better than the guy that's pitching for us.
Yeah.
And that's been the issue for the Baltimore Orioles. Honestly, Ed, I can't put my hand on the issues for the Baltimore. I can't put my finger on it. What are the issues? Yeah, those. Those have been the issues. This is a worst-case scenario season. This is the worst-case scenario.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. Seriously.
Can you imagine being Mike Elias and Sigma Dell and all those guys right now? Can you imagine being them?
No. Seriously, I can't.
And I'm not saying it's a pick. I'm saying it because you know the efforts and the work that they put into this, and there's no analytical anything.
There's no answer.
Yes.
You think of it, all the things, and this is why I supported Elias all this time. And I still do. I just think this is, look, he fulfilled what he said he was going to do when he got here.
He did.
Presence in the international market.
Yep.
Now you have the place in the facility in the DR, and you've got, I think, the best Japanese pitcher that we've seen in a while. So you went to Japan, you got guys coming from, you know, the DR and other places in the Caribbean. So you've done exactly what you said you were going to do there. When we were not doing that as by design as an organization, you had the best minor league system. You drafted incredibly well. The guys have, you know, matriculated up to the major leagues and look great when they came up. And then all of a sudden, everything's falling apart. The pitchers are injured. You've got I mean, the whole pitching staff is devastated. And then getting Bradish back in August and Grayson Rodriguez, who knows when. Eflin's now struggling because he was injured. I don't know if it's the injury or he's just, you know, not in shape yet to come back from the injury, you know, rehabbed enough. It's like everything has gone the wrong way. Everything. And you're right. If you're Sigma Dell and you're Elias or Eve Rosenbaum or whatever, you got to be just scratching your head. Like, how'd this happen? Like, everything was done right, it looked like. And now, and you can't tell me that, well, they won 101, they won 192 games in the last two seasons. Like,
Vegas
on.
Had them at 88.5 wins this year, Ed. Mm-hmm. 88.5, basically 89 wins.
Right.
And I believe 89 wins gets you in.
This year.
So it's not like, you know, I don't know what you guys were thinking. How do you think they're going to have a winning season? Vegas is not wrong often.
Right.
If they were, they wouldn't keep putting buildings out there. Big ones. Vegas doesn't lose often. Yeah. There are guys in Vegas scratching their head right now thinking, what just happened? Now I think they're projected, somebody told me yesterday, they're projected at 70 wins. So 18.5 wins off.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're the only ones thinking that these guys are going to play well this year. We're not. Because 88, 89 wins, in my opinion, gets you into the postseason.
Well, they had 91 last year. They're in the postseason.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. I truly, truly don't know what happened. I can't put my finger on it. If there's one thing, Ed, one thing that you could change as far as results for this team that would make them a better team, what would it be?
I don't even know. What do you mean?
Like, okay, for me, it would be injuries.
Oh, that's the obvious. I mean, if I could undo that or not have the, yeah, of course. It'd be a different team. Look, we're doing this without you. 3/5 of your rotation is gone. Mm-hmm. Westberg's been gone.
Yep.
You know, Adley's been hurt. I mean, if you go down the list, they've lost a lot of people. A lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.